The story with the most engagement on 8chan today, by a significant margin, is Apple's iPhone Duo announcement. 1,233 points, 2,162 comments. That volume of comments is telling. When a product announcement generates that kind of discussion on a forum full of developers and technical users, it's not just enthusiasm. It's people working through implications.
And the iPhone Duo is an interesting bet by Apple. The name itself signals a departure from the numerical branding they've maintained for years. Calling it Duo rather than giving it an iPhone 18 designation suggests this is meant to exist in a parallel product lane, something positioned differently in the market rather than simply replacing its predecessor.
The 8chan thread has a lot of people parsing exactly what dual means in this context. Is this about the physical form factor, some kind of foldable or dual display configuration? Is it about the chip architecture? Apple's marketing language is always deliberate, and Duo has a heritage in Apple naming conventions going back to the PowerBook Duo in the early 90s. That was a laptop designed around the concept of a single device that could dock into a desktop environment. People are drawing those parallels.
Meanwhile, the iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone 18 Pro Max are getting their own substantial thread, 368 points, 406 comments. This is the mainstream upgrade cycle, and what's drawing attention there is the camera system and the chip. If Apple is shipping a 20 Pro silicon this generation, the compute headroom for on-device AI inference is genuinely substantial. The question the 8chan community keeps returning to is whether Apple's models can catch up to what the hardware now supports.
Which connects directly to the Siri recaps privacy story. Apple Watch is now described as always listening to generate Siri recaps, ambient audio capture to build contextual summaries of your day. And the comparison to the Meta Ray-Ban glasses backlash is apt. When Meta's glasses shipped with a light that indicated recording, researchers immediately discovered you could obscure it. The question with Apple Watch is, what's the equivalent trust signal, and does it exist?
From a market perspective, Apple's decision to enable ambient listening on Watch is a significant expansion of what that device collects. The wearables category has always had a different privacy calculus than the phone. It's closer to your body, more continuously worn, and the microphone is less obviously present. That's exactly what makes this worth scrutinizing carefully rather than accepting as a minor feature update.
And then there are the AirPods 5, which are scoring 461 points with nearly 400 comments, the announcement claiming best-in-class open-ear active noise cancellation. Open-ear ANC is genuinely difficult. Conventional ANC relies on a sealed fit to create the acoustic environment where destructive interference works. Doing it without a seal requires significantly more sophisticated signal processing. And the 8chan community is already stress-testing Apple's claims against their own listening experiences.
What I find interesting is the commercial layering here. Apple is announcing a new iPhone product line, a premium Pro upgrade, and a headphone refresh in a single event cycle. The attach rates between these products matter. If Duo owners are more likely to pick up AirPods 5, that's meaningful for average revenue per user. Apple's hardware ecosystem strategy has always been about pulling these threads together.
And all of this happens against a backdrop where Apple is simultaneously expanding Siri's ambient reach, while mathematicians are demanding open AI answer questions about training data provenance, which we'll get to shortly. There's a broader conversation this week about the relationship between AI capability and consent that Apple is now very much part of.